Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us.
You lift me up high, you spread my wings and fly me to the sky. So alive, it's like my soul thrives in your light. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this episode of The Teacher, we're going to discuss the philosophy behind dua and invocations. Well, there are a few objections when it comes to the concept of dua or supplicating to Allah or invoking for Allah's fulfillment of our wishes. So the objections go like this. Like the first one that you probably have heard, or maybe you yourself thought about it at some stage in your life, is that, you know, dua actually makes people lazy. So instead of people getting up and making an effort to do something, just sit back and relax and do dua. Dua to Allah to make that thing happen. Right? So in essence, you know, overall, it becomes like it takes someone in a state of narcosis within people, like it creates that state. And instead of pushing them towards the efforts and utilization of the advanced means, it directs them towards supplications and teaches them that they should pray rather than exerting themselves. There is a second objection when it comes to the concept of supplicating and dua. It is that, is it not interference in Allah's work? Allah performs whatever He deems to be the best. He loves us and knows better than us what is best for us. And so therefore, you know, why should we seek things from Him at times as we please? Allah knows. He knows. He's the alim. He knows what we need. Okay? And Allah, His decision making is the best as well. So why should we interfere in His will? Why should we interfere in His plan by making dua that Allah wants to, like, this thing to happen and we say no? Make the other thing to happen. The third objection is that, does dua not conflict with the attribute of rida and taslim? Okay, so what is the concept of rida and taslim? Rida is the wish of Allah. In Islamic terminology, this is used to express or to represent the wish of Allah. And taslim is basically submission. Submission to Allah's will. Okay? So, this objection is like, you know, it says that, does the concept of dua not conflict with the concept of rida and taslim? Again, the wish of Allah and human beings submitting to that. So, these are three of the main objections or critiques on the concept of dua that we would like to discuss today. And, you know, we will start explaining first what the meaning of dua is in Islam. What is dua? Okay. Those who have these objections and they do these critiques on the concept of dua, brothers and sisters, they do not understand and comprehend the essence of dua, the reality of dua, unfortunately. And that's why they come up with these objections. Had they been able to understand those concepts properly, they wouldn't have these objections. Dua, brothers and sisters, is, it lights up hope. You know, it's a source of hope. It's that reliance of a human being on Allah It's that feeling of knowing that in addition to my efforts, there is someone who's watching over my affairs. He's the one who has the power, who has the might, who has the control. So, you know, my efforts can only be, you know, fulfilled, and they can only show the results if he wills, because he's the one in charge. So dua, when we do dua, that is really saying that there is someone at the top. Okay? Then those who neglect dua, eventually in their lives, they face undesirable social and psychological effects in the long run. Sometimes they're not apparent like right away, but if you study their lives in the long run, you will see that they become one of those who are like socially and psychologically affected. Okay? So this is how we explain dua to begin with. And then we're going to go for a short break. As we return from the break, we're going to dissect those three objections that we raised in the beginning of the program, and inshallah provide you with answers and clarifications regarding that. Stay with us.
Why we supplicate to Allah? In the words of Shaykh Murtaza Baku.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim, He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad, He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. It's very important that we understand the supplications that we recite, because it is through reciting that supplication that realizations come about within us. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har jo dardi davo anjo ravad. Wherever there is pain, that is where you'll find the medicine to go. Har khuja faqri navo anjo ravad. Wherever there is poverty, that is where the wealth will go. Har khuja mushkil javab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khuja kashti. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kam ju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. Right? So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the light above. Now all I want is to be you. You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala Habibika.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to The Teacher. And today we are discussing the topic of dua and how there are a few people out there or some people out there who have their objections on this concept of dua. First objection is that it possesses a narcotic effect. It's a narcosis state, right? It takes people in when people do dua. Well, those who claim that dua possesses a narcotic effect have failed to comprehend the meaning of dua. Supplicating to Allah does not mean that we withdraw ourselves from all the natural means that lie at our disposal and instead raise our heads and set about praying. Rather, what it means is that after utilizing all the means available before us to the best of our abilities, and if we fall short, we resort to dua. Allah is Almighty, brothers and sisters. He's the one who's in charge. He's the one who has created this world. He's the one who has control over every bit and piece of this world. So we seek His help through the mechanism of dua after fulfilling our duty. So it does not have the true dua. It does not have that narcotic effect. It does not make a human being lazy. So invocations, they make manifest our excellences with unique indicators. Okay, pure look, composed behavior, internal expansion and happiness, firm conviction, ability to accept guidance and confront the adversaries. Look at, for instance, Imam Khamenei. You see that his personality, his stature, his composure. This is what you get as a result of dua. Okay? It gives you that self-confidence because you know that there is someone supporting you. You know that there is the Imam of the time. You know that there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at top of everyone, right? Then the second objection, we're going to quickly go through that, is the concept of rida and taslim, right? That dua somehow is seen as something in conflict with the concept of rida and taslim. Rida means the wish of Allah, what Allah wants, and taslim is the submission of the human being in front of the wish of Allah. Well, dua is a kind of a quest for the ability to acquire a greater share of the infinite grace and blessings of Allah. By means of dua, man develops within himself a great worthiness for acquiring increased blessings of Allah. And it is self-evident that exertion towards perfection is, in reality, taslim in the face of the laws of creation and not something in contrast to it. So it is actually in compliance with the concept of rida and taslim, not contradictory or in conflict. Last but not the least is that, you know, by doing dua, we are interfering in Allah's work. No, brothers and sisters, that's not it. Allah does whatever is advisable and prudent. They have overlooked the fact, those who have this objection, that distribution of Allah's bounty is dictated by capability. The greater the capacity, the greater shall be the share of divine gifts that shall come a person's way. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, Allah has ordained ranks which cannot be achieved except by the means of supplication. With this, we leave you in Allah's care and thank you for listening. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا حارب اتصال.